Your team, the answer is always they want to play their game. Team like St. Louis has a little bit of a different challenge than a team like Washington. Washington maybe a little slicker. Is it tougher to play your game against certain styles?
It might look different by the way they move the puck, but Washington's success, they had a difficult start to the year until I think they got a good handle on what they were doing with the puck. This is really, it's Nashville with some real high end. Defensively, they're strong. They've got big men on the back end. They've got a lot of size on their wings. And the systems that they play now are hard. They're very similar to what we do. So it's a hard grinding game. Their transition then off that, because of the talent that they have, is dangerous to play against. So our mindset can't change in how we approach them. We wouldn't look at playing them differently than St. Louis in some ways. In general ways, they're exactly like them. They're a real structured defensive team now. And like St. Louis, they've got a bunch of guys that can finish and make plays and finish in those tight areas. So your turnovers off transition are a real challenge against St. Louis. Most of the goals that they've scored against us, we haven't got the puck deep enough and they've transitioned back on it. And it will be the same here. But it's very difficult to get through the puck through the neutral zone. This is not going to be a wide open flowing game if it's played right by us. They won't play that way, but they'll take what you give them. So if we're not on our game, it'll be a transition flowing game.
How close is your team's game to where you want it to be at this stage of the year?
It's good where it is. We have some challenges with some really important people out of our lineup, but the people that we've put in have played hard, played solid.
Maintenance morning for Andrew Ladd?
Yep.
And no surprises with Bufflin or Little, they'll be out?
No, there's no changes to our lineup from last game.
Okay.
Talked about the dangers of Alexander Ovechkin and how it's not so much, it's more about limiting his chances. You know, teams have tried to shut him down.
Right.
Looking at your top six, you kind of have two different looks. One that's a little bit better at checking, one's a little bit more speed on the line. What's, hypothetically, who would like to, what do you think would balance that line or that attack?
Well, that's the question that we'll deal with, and we may have to do it in game. We've run Lowry at home against the more physical of the lines, Scheifele against the more speed component of the lines that they've played against. They're going to see both. We'll get both units out against Backstrom's line tonight, and then we'll see how we're doing, what we feel we're getting, what we're giving up.
You've kind of seen the same transition with this team having taken over last season. What has Barry Trotz been able to do with this club in 1 year, you know, or not even a year?
Yeah, they're very defined in what they do without the puck. So they have a game plan. It's the same that you saw in Nashville. I always thought that Nashville was a really hard forechecking team. Everybody, you kind of get labeled as a defensive coach. I never felt that when we played Nashville in the games. They never sat back on a puck. They attacked really aggressively. Very difficult neutral zone to get through. So it's the exact same game that they played in Nashville, except with this team, there's Ovechkin and Backstrom, and then some really good other pieces in Brouwer, Kuznetsov, guys that can make plays and put the puck in the net. So it's a really good hockey team, I think, underappreciated because of their start. When you go back, I think, and chart their games from December on, they're an elite team.
How much, if at all, does your penalty-killing system have to change against Alex Ovechkin?
Well, we hit kind of the, what we'd like to call our rock bottom in a stretch of games from Nashville into Washington. You try to be as aggressive as you possibly can to keep other teams out of their structure for as long as you can. On some nights, that's enough. Your penalty kill can be good just doing that. But they're so good at getting into their structure because of their hands. They make those plays. They know the side of the ice they want to work on. There's really no secret in their power play. You know where everybody's going to be standing and what they're trying to do, and then their skill level just takes over and makes it happen. So the difference with these guys, you have to be good at both. As aggressive as you possibly can be to keep them out of that structure, but they're going to get into it. And when they do, be in real tight, and then you're going to need some saves.
You almost have to take Ovechkin out of it and then go almost 4-on-3 in a way because he has that zone out.
Teams have tried that, and as soon as that happens, he runs to the back post and stands there. And then their 4-on-3 is pretty darn good. I mean, they've got two big shooters and the other guys in the slot. So you go through the video, everybody's tried all the different concepts. Run around after him, and they'll pick you apart. Sit on Ovechkin, he goes to the back post and stands there, and he'll just bang it in and turns it into a 4-on-3. So we just try to keep him out of, well, number one, stay out of the penalty box tonight. Keep him out of their structure as long as we can. And in the games that I've seen teams really try to take away one shooter, they have not been successful.